This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
Lisa yes. versus Joanna.
Mm-hmm. These are the best.
Lisa was talking some smack.
I was.
Joanna doesn't have a clue what we're talking about.
She doesn't.
So we had talked about last week, remember, we kind of got distracted by looking or watching old TV themes from Nickelodeon in the 90s all the way back to the 50s.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
With mm-hmm. I Dream of Jeannie and stuff like that.
We had a blast.
Well, I thought of something that you two should be really, really good at.
Yeah, we were thinking of ideas of things we could do that would keep Buzz from talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah. And no, seriously, that's what we...
That's how it all starts.
That's what we've been doing for the past 20 minutes.
Like, we're like, he brings out like a notepad. He has all my ideas.
These are all the ideas. Yeah.
So this nice. Is one. So this isn't the full game. We're gonna do a full version of this later, but I want to test this out. I want to see how well
you
two know Disney songs.
Excited.
But the thing we need to come up with is some sort of prize for the winner and or punishment for the loser. Because what's the payoff for everybody? If we don't get to see somebody humiliated.
How about this? If I lose, I will take Joanna to a movie.
Woo! And you'll watch it?
Oh, gosh. I guess.
You didn't say I would pay for her to go to a
movie.
Oh,
no, I'll pay for it.
You said I will take her to a movie.
Drop her off. I'll be in the parking lot. No,
Joanna goes and sits down,
you.
And Lisa's out in the lobby on right. Wikipedia. Hey, I know what happened.
Yeah,
she already
screams
knows
out. Everybody dies.
She walks back into the theater. Hey, did you know that Darth Vader's Luke's dad? I just found that out.
No, I will take you to a movie. We'll go to the comfy one on RemCon.
Ooh.
So we'll go to the movie theater with the nice cushy chairs.
Okay, no, this isn't this contest we're doing now. This is just a trial.
This is a
run.
Tease.
Yes. This is a tease for the contest. So Joanna, if you lose, think about something that you don't have to say anything right now. You don't have to come up with it right now, but you'd have to think of some sort of either punishment or prize for Lisa.
Lisa can take me to a straight bar.
Yeah. that's still a win for me.
All right, Lisa, whatever you do, don't look at this monitor over here because it's from the videos. Okay. And all I did is I just came up with some of the songs that I knew off the top of my head.
Okay.
And I just went to a random point in the song. You know how most of the contest, it's either the very beginning.
Because if you did
right before the lyrics.
If you did like Under the Sea, Little Mermaid, it starts with like do 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 do. Yeah, we'd be like, oh.
All right. Okay, are we ready for song number one?
We're ready.
Okay, now...
Okay.
I
don't know why I'm staring at you.
Blurt out the answer.
Okay,
I'm just saying, for this round, just blurt out the answer, and the first one to guess it gets it. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me make sure everything's turned on, up and loud.
Oh, I can show you the world. Aladdin, and that is A Whole New World.
She finally landed on A Whole New World, but A Whole New World is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Lisa gets 1 point.
I can show you the world.
I know. It's the YouTube version.
Did tell me, princess, now where did you...
Okay, Lisa has 1 point. Are we ready for number two?
Okay.
Here we go. In 3, 2.
Beauty and the Beast!
Oh, I think Joanna guessed it first. You blurted out, first. But I think Joanna actually blurted out the song name first.
I know songs, but
yes, Mrs. Potts, sing it, girl.
Now, extra
What's
trivia
her name
question:
again?
Who
Mrs.
played
Potts.
Who played Mrs. Potts?
Angela Lansbury.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Angelica Houston, so that's good.
No, Angela Lansbury.
I knew the end.
All right, here we go. Next song. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Bare Necessities.
Lisa got that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'll admit, you
Lisa,
got that one.
Lisa, 2-1.
You were just singing that one the other day.
Yeah.
I think my problem is that I don't blurt the song. I just start, like, yelling out the lyrics. I'm like, Taylor's all this time.
Or she just starts going,
Who let the dogs
She's like, was it Horshack from Welcome Back, Cotter. Is that the kid's name? The one that always went, oh,
I never saw asking. That show.
Really? Mm-hmm. I figured that was a Nick at Night staple.
Is that the one, welcome back.
I know the theme song, but I never saw it.
I've never seen it.
All right, Lisa's up 2-1. Joanna, there you go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Just take Oh, Phil Collins! You'll be in my heart.
Phil Collins. Okay. But I don't know the song.
You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
You'll Be in My Heart.
That's what it's called?
Yeah. It's called You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins.
My heart.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This one might be a little more difficult. Lisa's up 3-1.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wait.
Oh, Cinderella.
Is no.
Oh. No.
Pinocchio. Yeah.
When you wish upon a star. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. You got to name the song. You can't just blur out.
I think we both gave up on that. We're like, yeah.
All right, so it's 3-2. It's 3-2 in Lisa's favor. Joanna needs to get this one. This is the final one. Joanna needs to get this one.
To tie.
All the marbles. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Under the Sea.
Under the Sea is correct.
I had no
There we
life.
Go. So Lisa wins 4-2.
I have no life.
So obviously,
Lisa's like a Disney queen.
I am.
Well, and obviously it being Disney, there's a whole lot of other songs that we're going to use.
Oh, yeah.
So Lisa, if Joanna beats you, you are willing to take her to a movie, to the nice movie theater. Joanna, you think of some sort of punishment / prize if you happen to lose.
I get one of your cats.
Which one?
I'll take Alice Cooper.
Lisa's like your favorite.
Yeah, whichever one you like.
Whichever one you like.
I'll take Katy Perry. Oh, no, yeah, Penny. You talk about Penny a lot.
Okay.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Scott, did you want to film Nico paying up on his bet?
More than anything in the world.
You got your camera?
I do.
Okay.
I'm looking up how to get tased on Google, and there's a bunch of...
It says don't?
There's a bunch of police officer forums where they talk about it, and they basically just say, use a bathroom before, and that's it.
That's a great idea.
Nico did not, though.
I did not. And that's on you.
I hope it's not on me.
I hope it's
You're over there, but it'll probably be on Sky. You're by him.
Can we get some trash bags and line the floor at least?
All right, so I gave Nico a choice. I said I'll either shock you in the butt through your jeans. Right. Are you wearing jeans today?
I am.
Or
and jean underwear.
Good.
Or he holds on to the end of it's basically cattle prod, you know.
More or less, yeah.
He hangs on to that when I give it the juice, and here's what it sounds like, in case you haven't heard.
The thing is, the other day you walked in the building, and you had it with you, and I think you like let it off at the door, and you could like hear it the entire building away. It's an impressive sound.
All right, Nico, let's do it under these conditions, okay?
Okay.
I'll shock you, but if you don't feel anything like through your jeans, good to know. First of all,
good to know.
True.
That it doesn't work through denim.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm pretty sure it's going to work through denim.
If you don't feel anything, then we go the hand method.
To my best friend.
Okay. So, Scott, I'm going to encourage you to maybe go to your right a little bit.
Okay.
Let Nico cross over there.
All right. Let's swap places.
Yeah. So I can reach over. And Nico kind of assumed the position that you'd be in if you were going to get paddled. Oh, you're a millennial. You don't know what getting paddled at school was like.
Getting paddled?
Getting swatted.
You don't know what getting spanked was.
That sounds sexual.
Getting swatted. You never got sent to the principal's office to get swats? No. If you got in trouble, they just gave you a trophy.
Yep. That is very true.
All right. There you go. Bend over. I want you right on microphone. Now, this will be a little off mic.
Do you want me face down, butt up?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, your normal position when you're on air.
Okay, there you go.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. No, hold on,
we're going to adjust the studio cameras for everybody on the Facebook feed.
So I have a heart condition, just to let everybody know.
You should have thought of that before you made the bet.
Okay.
All right.
Darn it.
I'm going to count three, and then I'm going to do it, okay? One.
Oh!
No, seriously?
Oh.
Are you kidding? Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay, come over here. And you know, oh. Like I just did one and
let and him. I know I you know what? I knew you were going to do that. And I still wasn't prepared.
Oh, it hurts still.
Does it? Describe what it feels like, because I bought this thing for— did I ever tell you why I got this thing?
I just assumed it was drunken lunestonite.
No, I had I'd taken my dogs for a walk with my oldest daughter and her friend, and we were in their mom's neighborhood. Their mom's neighborhood's a pretty good neighborhood, but right next to it is like not a good neighborhood. And when what are you doing? Are you going to see if there's a mark?
Yeah, it feels bad.
Turn around, let us see.
Hold on, wait. Let me get the camera.
No, well, now he
doesn't want to show his bare ass on screen. Although, come on, I want to see if it left a mark. Where?
Yeah. Oh, no, it didn't.
You
can't put
your pants
up. Oh, my butt's so— oh, it feels like it got like seared like a steak.
Your butt is as hairless and baby-like as your face. Did you know that?
Well, the— wow.
Okay, so,
hey, tell me more.
We're walking the dogs, and I got the two girls with me, and all the dogs in this— I don't know if you ever noticed, but when you're in kind of like an economically depressed neighborhood, they got crazy dogs everywhere. Like every yard has got like 10 insane dogs. So we're walking the dogs, and all of a sudden this German Shepherd comes busting over. They put up plywood to fortify the fence. This German Shepherd comes busting over, and he runs up to our dogs barking, right? And they sniff each other and end up making friends.
Like you do.
Okay, mm-hmm. But...
that's how we used to do it in my neighborhood.
You go up, sniff their butt, and decide.
Yeah,
and
then we're buddies now.
Right. So I was just thinking, you know, if I'm out walking the dogs and some mean dog gets out of its yard and attacks us, I don't want to get bit. I don't want the kids to get bit. So I got this thing. Do you know that this thing— you don't have to shock a dog. You just make the sound. Look at—
that's gonna be Nico's reaction.
You
now
made the sound, and he went, oh, like he's having like a Pavlovian response.
Speaking of
now.
Dogs, check out the Pavlovian response from Nico. So that's why I got the thing.
It hurts so bad, man.
Well, it's good to know that it even works through the denim.
The jeans, man.
Do you want to try it with the hand?
No. It honestly felt like
you wanted it on the hand. See, imagine that on the hand. At least we told you to use the meaty part
it
of your butt.
It felt like a spike was being like shoved into the cheeks. Red rosy cheeks. Wait, this is getting described. Wait, never. No, it does not sound like a spike.
Well,
going into the cheek.
That sounds like a good Saturday night for some people.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Here's a— have you ever heard of grapefruiting?
Yeah.
Where did you hear about it from?
Wait, we might be talking about different things.
Yeah.
Grapefruiting.
Uh-huh.
Is that where you cut a hole in a grapefruit and warm it in a microwave?
It's a sex technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then yes.
Apparently, a lot of people have heard about it recently because it was in a movie called Girls Trip.
Yes, Girls Trip.
So,
such a good movie.
That's where I found out about it, sure.
I found out about it on Do It for State.
Yeah. Also, a little website called Instructables.com. Yeah.
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith was in Girls Trip, and she said that she's actually known about grapefruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And is there even a way I could describe grapefruiting on the air? Basically, you warm up a grapefruit.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just hearing Jada talk about it, but she said she's known about it for like a decade.
It's been around for a minute, and Will was the first one to tell me about it years ago. 10 years ago, and I was like, well, what are you trying to tell me something?
Will told Jada, hey, why don't you grapefruit me?
She's like, yes, what?
So basically, you core out the inside of a grapefruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You warm it up in a microwave, and then
you insert something.
You use it on your man like you would a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And especially if you have scurvy, that vitamin C will help.
Yeah, so if your man is an old-timey pirate and he's just returning from months at sea, he might be able to cure his penis scurvy. Here's a website. Here's a YouTube video, and it's a woman instructing you on how to grapefruit.
Oh, if my that's God. Can you even to play this?
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah, I can play it.
I don't
Why, what would be objectionable about that? I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
Now, ladies, okay. Remember, grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight now.
Oh, that's from the movie!
Once you're doing this technique, it feels amazing to him, but he still has no idea what you're doing. So what you want to tell your man to do is this. Take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing?
Uh-huh. And then he's going to see that grapefruit.
I'm not going to lie. That movie is great.
Really?
I've heard great things about it.
It is fantastic.
Hey, and we just have a few seconds before we wrap up this hour of the show. Some of our listeners are going to be leaving us, but I thought we'd check in on our international affairs desk once again to find out what's going on in international news before we wrap things up.
And now, a minute with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Hello, American stupid people. It's Kim Jong-un. You scared? You should be. Like South Korea, they're scared. South Korea are joke here. Much like South in your country. Like swamp people with lots of rats. You see like stealth planes over country? Who your pilot? John Denver? Sound funny. Laugh! Think I might invade China so I have all your American money. Funny, huh? All your money in China. You broke and stupid. Like Lindsay Lohan. That funny, too. You should make Dennis Rodman your president. He's smart. He has nose ring like my sister. Gotta go now. Hungry. Had Korean barbecue last night. Really good. Can't find my pet cat, though.
That was a minute with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.